This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Now,
I say it every day with the people that I'm around. It's not that people are dumb, maybe ignorant. Ignorant means unaware of how things work. We've really realized this in the last 6 months about a lot of things.
How about that?
I'm not criticizing you. I've just never met anybody like that before. Everybody in my circle likes a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything. But that's the whole idea of diversifying, right? Variety is the spice of life.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show, everybody. Coast to coast and around the world. Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and maybe you're listening to the podcast. Thanks for checking in with us. It's episode number 325 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. In moments, we'll be joined by the general manager of the Saskatchewan Rush, Mr. Derek Keenan. I've called him the New England Patriots of the NLL. But he has moved upstairs only, Derek Keenan. That's the big news with them. Plus, they're coming out of what we hope is a very successful 2020 NLL draft. So we'll get to, I just want to call him Coach Keenan. I guess I can't.
Yeah, see how he feels. Once a coach, always a coach.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. One of the themes of the show today is what everybody's talking about in the CFL from coast to coast and a lot of the pro football world is the Edmonton football team terminating their 49-year equipment manager, Dwayne Mandrusiak. And it was the way that it was done that's got people upset because, as I said, the way this is going, there's going to be nobody left. Metal Shingle Guy has written in on the Prairie Mobile text line, Metal Shingle Guy. He says, CXFL, Canadian XFL in 2022. Big TV deals, big money owners, new teams, new rules, new league. There's something to think about there.
Yeah.
I want to just re-up the quick six show topics, if you don't mind, and then we'll get into Mr. Derek. Number one, the wage subsidy has been extended to next summer. So again, get ready. What does that mean, Darren?
Nothing's changing.
Nothing's changing in sports. That's my read on the situation. Sad, but true. Point two, Tampa Bay beat Dallas 5-2 last night, and I think they've busted open. I think we could be seeing the Stanley Cup handed out on Saturday night. And last hour, we had Phil Pritchard with us, the keeper of the cup. He's in Edmonton. He's got Lord Stanley with him in his hotel room. He's ready to hand it out.
Yeah.
No, he's not cheering for Tampa Bay, but he's just saying as early as Saturday, this could be it. Point three, Blue Jays routing the Yankees 14-1 last night. It's dropped the Jays' magic number to clinch a playoff berth to just one game now. Where is the furor across the country for Jays fever? I guess we're building up to it.
We have to.
Point four, week three in the NFL kicks off tonight. Thursday nighter, Miami at Jacksonville. We're going to be watching the Battle of Florida 6:20 Mountain kickoff. Point five, which 2-0 NFL team is a mirage? Not as good as their unbeaten 2-0 record. And here are the teams. Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Chicago, Arizona, LA Rams, Seattle. You're saying it's Chicago, and I'm saying it's the Bills. And point six, more Mandrusiak fallout, which we've been covering at length here in the program. So that's what we've been talking about. Let's bring him in now, GM Derek Keenan, who I've been trying to get for some time now, the Saskatchewan Rush. He's been fishing. He's been doing things, having a good summer. How you doing, Derek?
I'm great, Rod. How are you?
Good. How was the fishing trip?
It was actually an anniversary trip for my wife and I to Quebec. And so I somehow convinced her to do that because there was not much else we could do due to COVID. So convinced her to go to one of my favorite fishing lodges. It was a little slow, actually, surprisingly, but we had great weather, nice scenery, and a good time overall.
Well, I was going to ask you if you and your son, Ryan, the former number one overall pick of the Rush, were going on the trip, but you just answered it. This was this was a couple's trip, in other words.
That's right. Yeah. But we quite often do little excursions like that together.
You know, the burning question for me, before we get into the draft recap and the upcoming season, I was a little disappointed to see that you step back as the head coach, Jeff McCombs, taking over and you're GM only right now. And the only reason I was disappointed is I can't imagine a Rush without you on the bench. But this is obvious. If this is what you want, then I'm cool with it. I think all the Rush Nation is. But what went into that?
Well, thanks. I appreciate your kind words there. A lot of thought. It kind of really started at the conclusion of the 2019 season when we went out early in the playoffs. And, you know, I've been coaching the same team, which is now 11 years. So that's a long time. And a lot of the same group, the core group. And I felt that I was losing my zing a little bit. And, you know, the little bit of the passion. And then even this year, we had a couple of bad losses early in the season. And I wasn't as irate as I would normally be. So really started thinking about it, though, at the end of last season. Talked to my coaching staff about it a little bit during this past season that got cut short, of course. And when that occurred, I had second thoughts on it, though, because I felt it was unfinished business. I felt we had a really good opportunity to win another championship in 2020, but unfortunately didn't get to finish that off. And so thought about maybe going back for another year behind the bench, but ultimately stuck to my plan based on, you know, same thing, age. I've been traveling a long time to the West Coast since 2004, you know, every weekend. So a little bit of family stuff and little concern with health too, you know, with COVID. But overall, you know, I think it was just the right time, and Jeff McComb deserves an opportunity. He's been with me a long time. We got a great staff with Jeff and Jeremy, and bringing Jimmy Quinlan back was a real big one for me as well. I felt really comfortable with the transition over to that group.
Well, I'll tell you, so I'm going to merge this question. One of our viewers, Nelson, has written in and said, how are the Rush able to sustain success? You know, Derek, you've been around sports a long time. I've been around sports a long time. It comes from the top. And Bruce Irvin has told me his ownership philosophy. Derek, what do you need to win? Here's the resources. Go. He doesn't interfere. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Well, we've had over the years a really good partnership, and you know, we don't always agree on everything, but ultimately we collectively with Bruce and Al Riz and our coaches and scouting staff have made pretty good decisions on personnel, on character, both through trades, free agency, and the draft, and we've been fortunate to build a real strong foundation that now is at a stage where, you know, I'm not going to call it a rebuild, but we need to restock the shelves because, you know, a lot of our core group are now over 30. They're not by any means done or even close to that, but you know, we have a lot of guys in that age category. You know, we have 12 unrestricted free agents potentially after next season. That doesn't mean we're going to lose them all, but, you know, you could lose a good number of them. So, thought we had a really good draft this year, and we have 3 first-round picks again next year. So we'll continue to build through the draft with youth and eventually replace those veteran guys.
I'll just say it again. When I sit in my seats, my President's Club seats at Rush games, and I look up at those banners, they're right underneath the banners. I just get tingles, man. And I understand they weren't all won in Saskatchewan. I get it. But still, it's the franchise. Derek, what about this season? What do you know, and what do you think is going to happen?
I can tell you exactly what I know, and they've asked all clubs to have open dates up until right into August of next summer, which means, you know, if by some miracle we have a vaccine in January and we can start playing. That's when we'd like to start in late December, early January, finish the season by early June, including playoffs. But the reality is that's going to be difficult, I think. And our league, you know, much like you mentioned the CFL, we're very similar. We have to have fans. We have to have large gatherings because we just don't have big revenue sources like a lot of the other professional leagues have been able to create bubbles and play in that and with TV revenue and other sponsorships. So we're very limited there. So we need to have large gatherings. We need to have fans. So they've left it open-ended. So if we get a later start like March or April, then we'll give that a go right into the summer, I think.
Would you have signed off on a mini tournament to decide it all? I think that was being talked about last year, and I don't think the NLL in the end could have done it. But you saw the CEBL. You share the same venue as the Rattlers. They did a two-week tournament, yeah. Got their guys. Would you have signed off on something like that? Would you? What would you think about that in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my decision, but I think it would be okay. It's just difficult, though. Again, no revenue, right? Like, if it's no fans, then there's just not a lot of revenue, if any at all, with a lot of expense to the owners. And given the fact, too, that a 2-week tournament, is it realistic? Is it fair? I don't know. A lot of guys could probably do that because, you know, guys have other careers, other professions that they go to jobs every day. So, if you're going to do something like that, you'd probably want to do it a longer tournament, but that's not practical either with people with other professions in their lives. So it's a tough one. I don't see it happening for our league, but you never know. I mean, they're talking every week about ways to get this thing going again. And ultimately, though, I think we need to have fans in the stands.
Yeah, makes sense, and thank you for that. You mentioned the draft. You seem bullish on your draft. I mean, I don't know who these guys are. I know you had two first-round picks and a pretty good draft. What has you excited about what you did last week?
Well, I think we added some really good athletes. I mean, we've kind of built on that. You know, we've brought in athletes over the course of years and also good lacrosse players, but we teach them to play them within our system, which is a high tempo, high skill, both from defense to transition to offense. So our first pick at number 7, Marshall Paulus, highly skilled. He's only 20 years old as well, so he's got a lot of upside to him. Real skilled player, left-handed offensive guy, so we fill a void there after we traded Connor Robinson to Colorado for future picks. And then Connor McClellan we got with the 12 pick, really excited about that. He's a kid. He'll be a fifth-year NCAA guy, so he won't be available. He won't be available this year to play. If the NCAA plays, if by chance they don't play and we do play, then those kids could opt to play if they wanted to. But, real happy with that. Athletic, tough kid, good transition player, but ultimately a very, very good defender. Second round, I think we got a little bit of a steal there, actually, with Bobby Kidd. From British Columbia, really athletic guy, kind of in the mold of like a Jeff Cornwall, really fast, good skills. So really happy with a lot of the guys we got. We got our local guy Houks. He's a guy that he's a basketball player, so an athlete. So a guy that we think we can teach how to play our system. He's probably a guy that and originally would be a practice player guy, but you try and teach him our system and how we play the game and hopefully it works out. So overall, really, really happy with what we got in the draft.
One of our viewers is watching in Assiniboia. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's down near the U.S. border, Derek. Bill Lothian's his name. He says, I only wish we were closer to Toontown to take in more games. Well, Bill, there are season ticket holders from the Rush in Assiniboia. I know them, so jump in the car with them. No excuse. One thing I said in Bruce Urban's suite, where he's nice enough to invite me in to watch games, Derek, is, I said, you need more Saskatchewan kids, which we all know. And Bruce says, when they're ready, we will. I said, imagine how this place, you won't be big enough to host the province when you got Saskatchewan kids on the team. And Derek, they're coming, aren't they? You're getting close.
Yeah, for sure. And even like with our current Zach Gould, he's been on our practice roster for a couple years now. He's really pushing now to be on our roster. And it's unfortunate they didn't get to play much this summer. He would have gone back out west and played in the WLA probably. Last year he got cut a little short because he hurt his hand and had to come home early. But, unfortunately those guys didn't get to play much this summer. But, yeah, I mean, it's getting close. And, I mean, look at the young goaltender who kind of got scooped on us a lot sooner than we thought. He went pretty early. But, hey, first-round draft pick to Georgia, good for him. I've known that kid for a number of years because I've coached him in the NLL junior tournament. He's going to take a while. It's goaltending is a tough position to learn, just like in a lot of other sports like hockey, for instance, but it takes a while, but he's going to be there eventually. And yeah, it's coming because the growth of the game in the province has been huge.
It's outstanding, and it's kind of killing us that it's not being played, of course, but no more than you guys, so I get it. Derek, thanks for all you've done. Hope to see you around the arena when we resume. You've earned the right to call the shots on your own career, so enjoy the next chapter and stay safe, and hopefully we can chat soon.
Thanks very much. Good to be on. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Derek Keenan, the general manager of the Saskatchewan Rush, and it'll be very strange not having him on the bench when we go to those games.
Oh, yeah. Big but, time. Good to have Jimmy Quinlan back, right, on the bench, too. And McComb will be great, but, it won't be the same without Derek on the bench, for sure.
There's nothing like it for the game night presentation. Very few venues in Canada pull off what they do. We'll take a break and come back with a sports update, talk about more of these topics. It's interesting, by the way. I mean, we could have gone longer with Keenan on the growth of lacrosse, because we are a football and hockey country, but what is the national sport?
Lacrosse.
It is lacrosse. What was here first?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse. So I'm just saying the problems that the CFL find themselves in are large, because the NLL's growing. They just welcomed their 14th team. Was it 13th? 13th team in Fort Worth, Texas. You know, they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be back. We'll talk about that and more. And Tory Gurley coming up with our Week 3 NFL Fantasy Tips. Hang on. We will be back. It's the RP Show you're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Show's flying by today. Like you said, the week's flying by.
Holy smokes.
Show's flying by.
Like, I know most people race to Friday afternoon, but I mean, slow down. I want this to just drag out as long as possible.
Sports update. The Toronto Blue Jays can clinch a playoff berth tonight with a win over the Yankees at Salem Field in Buffalo, New York. You know what? I'm going to wear my Take October bunny hug every day. Well, as long as the Jays are still alive in the playoffs, every day.
Whoa.
So when you're looking at the highlights of the show, you're not going to know what day it is.
It's a long show.
I have to wash it, I guess. Speaking of...
As long as you have a different shirt.
I promised Clark I was going to put this up on the warm-up, but I didn't. Do you have that Belichick photo? He's got to get it. Okay, so I'll continue to read this. You've seen it, right? The Jays need one win or an Angels loss over the rest of the week to advance to the postseason. The Angels are idle tonight. The Jays reduced their playoff clinching magic number to one with a 14-1 rout of the Yankees last night. Viewer in Ottawa said he wants to see, can't decide whether he wants to see Mike Trout in the playoffs for the Angels or the Blue Jays in. What kind of Canadian are you? Mike Trout will be fine if they don't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
The Tampa Bay Lightning took a 2-1 lead in the best of seven Stanley Cup final with a 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars last night. Lightning captain Steven Stamkos appeared in his first game since February 25th and scored a goal on his first shot. Game 4 goes Friday. Game 4 of the NBA Western Conference Final between the Nuggets and Lakers goes tonight near Orlando. LA leads the series 2-1, but Denver's coming off a Game 3 win fueled by a 28-point performance from Canadian guard Jamal Murray. Now, when people say they couldn't get into the Stanley Cup playoffs in August, they just weren't hockey fans, because I can't get into the NBA. I just can't. Even when the Raptors were in, I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, if it's the lack of the crowd or what. But I guess I'm just not a diehard NBA fan.
I'm curious, you know, with Jamal Murray, I'm in. But I'm in terms of, tell me, did they win?
Right.
But I'm not in terms of, I got to be there to watch the game.
Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Jacksonville, where the Jaguars take on the Miami Dolphins. Jags 1-1, Dolphins 0-2. This sports update for the Tab Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pascua in Regina. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have with 7 amazing flavors. I pounded 2 this morning. Is that eating too much? For meal replacement, did I have 2 meals there?
You do you.
Yeah. Oh. Keep that in mind for
you
a second.
You know what?
RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours at g2gbars.ca. Yes?
When Leanne asks me about stuff like that, you know what I tell her?
What?
I'm a grown-ass man. I can do what I want.
Thank you. No, I'm just more worried about putting on pounds. I don't care what anybody thinks.
Okay.
I don't care what...
Yeah, I did look... Yeah.
Speaking of you do you...
Mm-hmm.
Put up the photo, please, Producer Clark, the hound dog of Bill Belichick. Look at this. And I know a lot of you are listening live. You can't see it, and even our podcast listeners can't. Bill Belichick looks literally... homeless, with all due respect to homeless people. But it looks like he just crawled out from under a bridge. His hair is all over the place. That sweater is 25 years old, rat infested.
Oh, yeah.
So at some point, it's have a little pride in your appearance. Everybody's talking about this, by the way, and I was laughing this morning. And we'll get Tory's take on this in a minute when Tory Gurley joins us. But there was former Patriots players, Damian Woody, for instance, on ESPN this morning saying, "That's Bill." They're laughing. Like, you walk into the facility, you're likely going to see Bill Belichick on the treadmill dressed like that. It's not like he was sending a statement. It's not like...
No.
That's him.
Keep that photo up because...
Please put it back up.
Some of the comments are hilarious.
They are funny.
And like the one I thought was the best, it's like, when you join with video, like you join the Zoom call and you accidentally click join with video and you're in your pajamas or something.
That's a news conference, though. That's not a Zoom call. He purposely no. showed up. Have a shower, man.
Oh, yeah.
So on one side, I'm very much about inclusivity. Believe me, I am. And being you, hell, I coach people to do it every day. But on the flip side, my mother would be yelling at him, "William, put on some nice clothes. Have a shower. Comb your hair." There's a little bit about look good, feel good.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, he's got 6 Super Bowls. He could show up in a tutu. And what are you going to say?
That's the only, that's, you know what? The balls you have to pull that off to do it, it only works if you win, right? Because right. he's a winner, he can wear whatever he wants and it looks okay, right? We look at him, we're like, that's Bill, right? But if we look at somebody else who loses all the time, be like, you're going to hire that guy? Like, no chance.
He is one of 1 million people that could do that. Because you wouldn't hire that guy.
No, I was going to say, he's one of one that can pull it off.
Man. DG in Saskatoon writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, of all the people, 1 million a day watching in Canada, we only have like 5 people that regularly text. Can we get more people texting the text line at 306-840-8777, please? Not limiting this to the Facebook Live wall. Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaaS Town Mobility dealer. DG says, it's not like I don't appreciate these guys and gals.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just like to have more of them. Morning, guys. I'd like to get a fantasy question in to Tory. Oh, we don't have Tory yet. Remember this. Do you think Calvin Ridley has supplanted Julio Jones as Matt Ryan's number one target in Atlanta's offense? Is Ridley worth the extra DFS dollars over Jones? Wow, you might as well have just written that in Chinese or Greek. What's DFS dollars?
Daily fantasy sports. Ish. Like the FanDuel, DraftKings. Now, Julio Jones is still their number one receiver. Just because he had 1 week where they put up all these points against Dallas and he didn't do anything, he's still maybe the number one receiver in all of the NFL. So if Julio Jones is cheaper, I'd always go after Julio Jones. But hey, Clark knows the Falcons better than anybody. It's his team, I would think. So Ridley's been pretty good.
Well, Darren Bradley, Caesar, writes in. He says, I think for hour two someday, you guys should wear your at-home, off-the-camera shirts. LOL. Sorry to say, you're looking at him.
I was going to say.
Way back at the start of this, after the very first show on June 3rd, 2019, I said to Clark the next day, I said, when do you want me in here tomorrow? And he's like, well, we go to air at 10, so anytime before 10. That's the rules on that. And I'm like, what should I wear? And it was also Clark that said, wear whatever you want. Be you. So this is generally the kind of stuff that I wear around home. You're wearing what you wear around home.
Yeah, I mean, sure. When I get home for the evening for Netflix, I throw on the track pants and a t-shirt or a long sleeve, like something more comfortable. But all day long, yeah, what you see on the show is what I wear the rest of the
day. The point is, I wouldn't scrub the toilets wearing what Belichick was wearing at a news conference the other day. Have some pride. That's the point. I wouldn't walk the dog because it would be a insult to Miko to dress like that, walking him around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a little bit of respect there.
Oh, yeah.
I wore shorts to show up and interview Wally Buono and got eviscerated for it. Not by Wally, because Wally said, I wish I could wear shorts. It was by other people. But anyways, Let's bring him in now, a guy that always looks impeccable, and that is Tory Gurley. Tory, as you know, you can wear a tracksuit. You are right now and still look good. What did you think of Belichick's outfit the other day?
I'm not mad at him for it. It just shows that grit he has, where he just literally, he probably sleeps at the facility. He's not next to his wife, and it's probably a sweatshirt he's had for years, and it just lets everybody know how committed he is to winning. You know, especially coming off that loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Just little subtle signs like that lets you know, like, I'm a cut above the rest because, you know, this is what I do. Some people talk a big game, but I do it. And that's just how I took it. So it's just greatness.
Nobody really cares what he wears. You're right. But looking at that photo doesn't scream greatness to me. But the six rings on his fingers do. By the way, I know you're all set up for NFL fantasy talk here, but let me ask you this. What are your peeps saying about Dwayne Mandruziak getting jettisoned in Edmonton after 49 years with a football club and no proper send-off? Are you hearing anything about that?
I haven't heard anything from anyone from Edmonton, but it's just, I can't imagine being around, being a part of an organization for so long and not having a proper send-off. I just think that's a bad look, and you want to respect people. You know, this guy's dedicated a lot of years, I mean, a lot of time away from his family to an organization and not to be sent off the correct way, man. That's disrespectful.
It is. And one last one on that, because you're now in the media world, sorry to say, you're on the dark side of it, of the game, but Don Cherry, we had him on here a couple weeks ago, and he was almost in tears, Darren, you remember it. He thinks he's going to be forgotten. He was shown the door by Sportsnet. They should put a damn statue with a guy in front of CBC in downtown Toronto on Front Street, but they don't. Don Cherry! Out! Never mentioned again. It's a crime. But so
yeah,
when
you have pioneers like that, you got to give them their roses while they're still alive. You know, and that's just something that we can't take for granted. You know how great people are. You know, they can be here today and be gone tomorrow. You know, we had Kobe Bryant that really, you know, it struck a nerve in the world where we all felt that. So just be sure to tell people you love them and appreciate them, because you know, guys like that have opened up the doors for yourself and me and many others that's coming behind.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. Well done. So I just want to say our VP of Sim Events, our computer league, Nelson Hackwich, says he won $50 on FanDuel with your team. Your team. Are you hearing stuff like that from folks, Tory? I mean, it's well done, my man.
Yeah, I have. I love it. And the reason why is because I'm benefited from it as well. I'm not just a person that's just giving it out. Like, I'm playing these lineups too. So that's just shout out to him for exercising and executing. It's just because you get free information, a lot of people let it go right over their head. But for him to go out and play it and for it to pay dividends, man, that's what it's all for. So hopefully he's tuned in, ready for what we have lined up for this week.
Dupes, do we have the graphic of Tory's tips?
I think they got it.
You guys got it, Clark? Do you want to put it up on the screen and we'll have Tory explain his week three picks? Oh, you're sticking with Connor Murray again. All right, let's go. What do you got, Tory?
You got to roll with the hot hand. I said it once and I will say it again. Mr. Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals, this guy is on fire. He is cooking with chicken grease. Fish grease, it doesn't matter. French fry grease, this guy is rolling. So for $6,800, the market still isn't high on him, but you got to take him because literally after this week, I think he's probably going to be up there with Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson when it comes to him counting against your salary cap. Kenyon Drake is also another guy that's going to benefit from playing with Kyler Murray. He's seeing a lot of light boxes. And I'm going to jump down to DeAndre Hopkins. So I have three Arizona Cardinals on here. And the reason why is because their offense has been humming. They've been putting up 25-plus points a game. And the beneficiaries of it have been Hopkins and Drake off the play of Kyler Murray. Robert Woods of the L.A. Rams, this guy, he's a dog, man. He's a hell of a ball player. Sean McVay has been using him a lot when it comes to crossing patterns. They're playing against the Buffalo Bills. But I can see that really being a matchup, a huge matchup mismatch when it comes to the Bills, because they're not used to defending guys that can get in and out of their breaks, as well as Robert Woods. And you got to roll with DK Metcalf of the Seattle Seahawks. If it wasn't for Kyler Murray playing as well as he would, I would have Russell Wilson in that spot. But he's too expensive for me to fit in this cap. But you also got to take the guy, DK Metcalf, because that's who's been getting a lot of deep balls. And he's really has stretched out the defense, and he's making huge plays in fantasy. And last but not least, you have Jordan Reed of the San Francisco 49ers. Last week he was a sleeper, but with so many injuries to the Niners, literally from Jimmy G to George Kittle to the guys on defense, expect to see Jordan Reed have a huge game this week, because Kyle Shanahan really does not have a lot to work with.
Nelson has written in and said, I saw another ex-CFLer say they don't call him big money for nothing. Who calls you big money, Tori?
Natea J.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Got it. So we ask our viewers to write in with their questions. Where was that one? Here it is. From DG in Saskatoon. For Tori, do you think Calvin Ridley has supplanted Julio Jones as Matt Ryan's number one target in Atlanta's offense? Is Ridley worth the dollars over Jones?
I would say no. And the reason why is because Calvin Ridley is benefiting from being on the field with Julio Jones. Every week, the defensive coordinator, they need to know where number 11 is at, Julio. So that leaves one-on-one for a guy like Ridley to, you know, he's very accomplished as a receiver. I mean, this guy coming from Alabama, I thought he was going to struggle getting open, but literally this guy has routes. I mean, he can get open and planning that offense where the Falcons are always playing from behind or blowing big leads a la Super Bowl or a la against the Dallas Cowboys. Matt Ryan is one of those quarterbacks that he gets a lot of trash yards, and the yards come from playing from behind. So just tread lightly when it comes to Calvin Ridley, because he's due to come back down to earth. But as for now, proceed at your own caution. If that's what you want, then take him. But no, he has not surpassed Julio Jones as being the number one receiver for the Atlanta Falcons.
By the way, I got to put in that Tori's tips are brought to you by Wheaton Kia. You can find them at the corner of Albert and Avonhurst in North Regina. Wheaton Kia bringing you Tori's tips. My fifth point of our quick six show topics, Tori, is which 2-0 team is a mirage? And for our viewers, because you know who they are, but for the benefit of our viewers, I'll rattle them off. Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Chicago, Arizona, LA Rams, or Seattle. That's 11 teams are 2-0. Who's the imposters in that?
I'm not going to call them an imposter, but Chicago Bears, they're imposter. Never mind. They are imposter. And I think another team that's going to come back down to earth this week is the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have played extremely well, and I'm a fan of them. Like I love what they do, but I think this week they're going to get beat down by the LA Rams. And the reason why is I broke down the film recently, and I noticed that Fitzmagic this past week had a really good game getting the ball up and down the field when it came to play action. You know, just pretending to hand the ball off to the back and throwing it across the middle. And that's something that Sean McVay and the LA Rams, they thrive off different misdirection and play action. And you're going to see a lot of that this week. I know Buffalo is getting back some of their key players. They're getting Edmonds back, their middle linebacker, as well as Milano. But I think this week, styles make fights. And I think this fight right here is going to be won by the Rams by Sean McVay just being able to out-scheme what Buffalo does on defense.
Which 0-2 team is a mirage, i.e. better than their record? Falcons, Panthers, Giants, Eagles, Dolphins, Bengals, Texans, or Broncos?
All of them deserve to be 0-2, and I'm not messing with either team that you just named. A lot of those teams are struggling. They have key injuries. Like, I'm quite sure if we broke down that 0-2 spot outside of the Falcons, and we already know what they are. They are literally some choke artists. Like, I feel bad for whoever is a Atlanta Falcon fan, literally from the heartbreak of the Super Bowl and watching how these guys literally squandered a game away on Sunday. It's just ridiculous. And until they make some moves, I think they're going to continue to struggle and underachieve. So You're 0-2 for a reason. I don't believe in putting lipstick on a pig. So allow those teams to be losers and stay the hell away from them.
Sounds good. I love it. Anything else, Tory? What's your weekend looking like?
Oh, life is good, man. I'm hanging out, getting ready for football on Sunday. Got to get these lineups ready because I know I want to win as well. Like I want to win some more money and keep the ball rolling and make sure the viewers enjoy it as well. So I'm definitely excited for Monday Night Football. I can't wait to sit down and watch the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens. I think that's going to be the game of the year right there.
I was on Winnipeg radio this morning. They were talking about that 54-50 shootout a couple years ago. L.A. and the Chiefs. Remember that? It was on Sunday Night Football, I believe. It was like Patrick Mahomes' coming out party. Remember that night? It was wild. And I think this could be happening on Monday. So, yeah, what do you got?
Can I give him one? Yeah. Pick one, Tory. Wide receiver. You got Gallup. You got Keenan Allen and A.J. Green in Cincy. I'm only starting one.
Gallup.
Really?
Gotta go Gallup. Damn Cowboys.
And the reason why is A.J. Green is playing with Joe Burrow. He's still filling out being an NFL quarterback. And Keenan Allen has a rookie quarterback as well, I think Justin Herbert. It's his second week, and a lot of things are being thrown at him at once. So you can't go wrong with playing with the Dallas Cowboys and having Dak Prescott, one of his targets, and Michael Gallup, because you still have Ezekiel Elliott. You have Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, and Gallup is going to get one-on-one coverage, so that can help you out when it comes to getting some fantasy points.
Awesome stuff. Tory, thanks for this. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks for having me.
Tory's tips are brought to you by Wheaton Kia. I just got a text here. 16 total people let go in Edmonton and told changes on the verge in Winnipeg and Saskatchewan. So we'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's the RP Show, Thursday, September 24th. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show. We'll be right back after this pause on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't know, like DuPont literally just left. Hello! So it looks like it's just you and me for a while. Like we're still got 20 minutes left. Yeah. Should I read the sports news here? Is that what you want? Like, what are you doing?
I have to go.
Oh! Well, I can't see from here. Oh. I thought you left out the door, out the building.
Oh.
It has happened before. That you've just left.
We're okay. Just making sure my fly is up.
Didn't bother Lynch the other day. No. That did not bother him. He was flying low. I said to Lynch, what are you advertising? That was my dad. That was my dad's line.
Do the check, right? What's the Austin Powers line?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Can you put the comment up, please, from Armando Moreno? I don't know if you guys can find it or not. He said that Chiefs-Rams game was supposed to take place in Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. Sad emoji. I guess, are we going to sit down here and have the brass tacks talk right now? I was on Winnipeg radio. I've said it quite a few times here this morning. TSN 1290. You Winnipeggers, you Manitobans, you people out there, tell 1290 you want to carry this show. You want to hear it every day. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be great.
Fill up a two-hour time slot on TSN 1290. We talked about the Stanley Cup final. We talked about the NFL and that big game, Chiefs-Rams. And we talked about the CFL. And they said, how sad is it, Rod, that there's no CFL right now? It's just the way that I've trained my brain. I'm so big into mental strength, and I never used to be. But the point is, you can train your brain to not wallow in what's sad. So I don't think about it a whole lot. But you'd be a moron not to drive around this province and see the yellow and orange leaves, and it makes me think of Hilltops and Rams. I'm not necessarily just thinking about the CFL, those wonderful trips back and forth between the cities. And you know, they're thinking the same thing in Alberta, and you know, hockey would be starting. Yeah, it's a kick in the pills. But there's that, and then there's the Dwayne Mandrusiak thing. I was thinking about this. I skimmed on it earlier, but I'll say it again now because I've been thinking more deeply on it. I've left three teams in my time, the Prince Albert Raiders, Regina Pats, and the Rough Riders, and it was hard every time. For Dwayne, it's been 49 years, one team. And I read the fairly poignant poem that was sent to me by a veteran CFL guy about there's no indispensable man. Dwayne's hurting, and I don't think it's about the way that it was done. Do you think it would make him feel any better if they honored him with a meme on social media?
Still sucks.
It's not changing anything. So, I know you love these stories. When I left the PA Raiders, I was only the voice of the team for 2 years. Came to Regina because it was a lifelong goal of mine to be the voice of the Pats. And I'll never forget, I was leaving the rink here with my girlfriend, later wife, and the PA bus was lined up in front. They were loading up after a game, and I just waved at the bus, and the guys in the back of the bus waved at me. I couldn't even see who they were. Right in the parking lot of the Agrodome. And it was 90, and Dennis Peterson and Shane Topper. I just crying. Oh, I left my guys. Pats, with that team for 15 years, I saw the boys at the top gun. All my friends over the time. I knew it was going to be my time eventually. And that time came when you're in the crosshairs. It took me 2 years to just get over leaving the Pats. Didn't even go to a game. And if I did, I felt queasy walking in there. Didn't want to run into the wrong person. It was gross. And after 2 years, when I finally started going back, I thought, what did I wait 2 years for? Nobody cared but you. So when I left the Rough Riders, I was like, I'm only hurting myself if I don't go to the games and stay a Rider fan and be a supporter. None of that's changed. You saw it because we were hosting the tailgate parties and everything last year. So every time I learned is all that I'm saying. And for Dwayne, 49 years of living one way. He doesn't know any other way to live. That's his pain right now. I don't really think he's caring about how it was done. I swear, I don't. And I have heard from him because we've been texting back and forth. Because by the time this is all said and done, there's going to be nobody left in the league.
And then it won't matter. Right? Then it won't matter. But that's, yeah, it's tough. I know the feeling, right? And that feeling of like, do you go back to the rink? You know, you don't want to go back inside. You don't want to be seen by somebody. Oh, my God.
And it's only you.
You're like, wait a second.
It wasn't that big a deal?
No, this is great. This is fine.
I'm over it.
Man, I wish I'd have been coming here all year, you know, or whatever. But you got to go through it to learn. And then hopefully the next time it happens, it's a little bit easier. But yeah, sometimes when it ends, it's very unceremonious and
sometimes
ruthless. Every time.
Right.
You know?
Do you think when they have the Dwayne Mandrusiak Day at the future Edmonton something-somethings game that it's going to make him feel any better? Because I don't. What?
I do.
Well, yes. But
I do.
It's not going to make him feel better now.
But no, if it happens now, no. But if it happens a year or 2 years from now, once the dust is settled and he's happy and something else is in his life and everything else, I think that'd be a very cool, special day for him. But not now. Doesn't matter now. Doesn't. Who cares? 49 years, could like 49 days means the same thing to him now, right?
It's true.
He was cast aside, and that's a hard thing to deal with.
Mandy in Edmonton says, Rod, do you see yourself potentially being involved in the CFL in the future as a broadcaster or otherwise? I have no idea, Mandy. I wear this bracelet that says one day at a time. And on the other side, Peterson Recovery. I had a guy just ask me for one of these the other day. I'm worried about winning today. I'm having a great day today. Do I see myself in the future involved back in the CFL in some capacity? I don't think about it. Drives everybody else in my life crazy, including you and my business manager, Joe. I know, you can say it. You can say it. But I go and do these corporate speaking gigs, and I have a lot of, and I go to treatment centers across the country talking to recovering addicts. And I had one guy, I don't want to say the place, but he's the owner of the place. Rod, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I have no idea. I know where I'm going to be today. I'm going to be staying here tonight overnight. Thanks for having me. But I said, every goal and dream I've had, I blew out of the water with my own stupid actions. So to look down the road and think about that stuff is pointless. Just be the best you can be today. Everything else will take care of itself.
I think I've, you know, I'm walking in two pairs of shoes, though, because on the one hand, I'm sitting there being like, yeah, I think, well, Rod and I can make it next week for this thing. Like, I think we're good, you know, but things change. And then I operate my life, though, you know, being around you enough that I've started living kind of the same way, that it's like, look it, I know what's happening this afternoon and that's it. Like, tomorrow,
that's all you gotta worry about.
Is tomorrow. And like, what's your week look like on Tuesday? I'll let you know Monday afternoon. Like, let me know when I get into work. Let me know I'll let you know Tuesday, right? What my afternoon looks like. And, you know, that shirt that needs to get made, the hoodie that I need to wear, tentatively, yes.
I told you that.
It's coming. It's
tentatively
coming.
Yes. I can confirm. Gary in Winnipeg says, Kurt Kielbeck, former voice of the Jets, got the same treatment in Phoenix. I know. I work as a licensed recovery coach. This is what I tell people when they get gunned execution style in sports, because that's who I deal with. It's not personal. So the sooner you can get over that and get on with your life, the better it'll be. It takes a long time for some people, obviously. Mm-hmm. Can you just put up the comment from Nelson? I'm going to read it, and then we'll break and come back with more. I promised some more CFL news, and I didn't even get to it here. Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, says, Rod has been preaching clean slate reset for months. We're here, and there are going to be more stories like this out of other CFL markets. The Rider staff, from what I've been told, was that they've been informed they'll know within a matter of weeks their job situation. And I had the text here that Winnipeg, they're getting the same thing. What did you think was going to happen? I don't. Nobody was really arguing with me when I said the reset's coming. Were they really? They just didn't want to believe it.
That's right.
And I said, the pain's coming and it's here. We'll be back with overtime in a moment. Hang on. It is the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Thank you very much, Rick Regan. You gotta add Rick Regan on Facebook, man. The stuff that he puts is hilarious. He's our big voice guy. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
How about that?
He threatened to come to Houston last year on our sports trip, and I don't know why he didn't. He's like, it's only a 12-hour drive from where he lives.
Yeah.
Yes, Brett Upton, watching from Saskatoon, he says, this is Monty's favorite time, and ironically, where's Monty?
There he is.
I love overtime, yes. Hey, Monty, get over it. The poll question, the rock star poll, before the guys put the graphics up. Rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Here are your options. Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup, which that interview seems like last week to me. Didn't seem like it was a long time ago.
It does, doesn't it?
Derek Keenan, the GM of the Rush. The New England Patriots of the NLL. Did you see how nicely Derek Keenan was dressed as opposed
always
to, yeah, as opposed guy. To Bill Belichick? Or Tory Gurley. And right now, with 100% of the vote, Tory Gurley is leading for rock star of the day. We already got him his lid.
Guys like Derek Keenan and those guys, those coaches like that, they're influencers because they always look like they've been up before the sun getting ready and making sure they always look like $1 million. And, you know, they've accomplished all of the things they've worked out. They've read the papers. They've done all their homework. They've, you know, done everything they need to do before you even get out of bed, right? It's just like those guys are everything you want to be.
Yeah.
And he looks like that every day.
Except for Belichick.
Yeah, except for Bill. But he wins. So
he wins, so he can do whatever he wants.
Do whatever
but that's
want.
What did I tell you about Bob Kraft?
And
everybody wants to roll like Bob Kraft, but you can't roll like Bob Kraft until you win.
It's in the branding book that's being written, but that's the fine line, and most people aren't aware of it because you can either look like Bill Belichick and have the brand of Bill Belichick, or you can look like Bill Belichick and have the brand of some other people we know that don't have the success of Bill Belichick, right? I mean, there's a difference between Bill Belichick and homelessness or a slob on the couch.
Like,
huge difference. But they look, they look the same if you took away the resumes, right?
For sure. I don't know where to go. This is squirrel heaven right now. Phone on each hand, Facebook Live up here. It's perfect. From Smitty, Craig Smith, our director of scouting, who's had some health setbacks the last while. Can you put up the comment? He says, what I went through, it's one day at a time. In 5 years, I hope to be alive. When I was let go, it hurt, but I understood guys bring in their own guys. The best to Dwayne, he always came to say hi. Great guy. So that's Smitty chiming in on that. Over here. Prairie Mobile text line from the 780. Trevor in Alberta writes in, Rod, this has nothing to do with sports, but have been meaning to contact you for a while. I ran into you at Booster Juice in Harbor Landing this summer, the day after my mom passed away. Suddenly, I said I appreciated your show. We chatted and you were very kind and supportive to my son and I about my loss. Life has been hard since, but your show has provided me with a 2-hour break from reality and gives me a chance to breathe each day. I appreciate your show and will continue to be an avid listener. Signed, Trevor in Alberta. Thank you, Trevor, and I hope that you guys are doing as well as can be. Our poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, and I'll never understand baseball. It is, when will the Blue Jays be a contender? The options are this year, 2020, in one more year, they'll be contenders. 2 to 3 years or 4+? Well, Darren, our viewers are smart. We know that. Between Twitter and Facebook, the same category is winning. 2 to 3 years. I'm just like, so should I check out and not watch the playoffs?
I guess so.
You're in the dance. You got a ticket to the dance.
Like an exclusive dance, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not a 90% of the teams get in.
You're dancing with a hot girl.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have to be good to make the playoffs in baseball, period. And doesn't matter if it's a short season or not. We knew that would play to the Jays' favor. But, man, they're contenders. They got a shot. They're in. They got a real
shot. I'm voting 2020.
Yeah. Me too. I already did.
Live in the moment, one day at a time.
Yeah. Let's go.
Interesting. From Roger Yee, have a great day, gents. Thank you, Raj. Monty, it's the year. Go, Blue Jays, go. Did you want to put up the comment from Trent in Norway? You had mentioned it. Where it is 8:03 p.m. in Norway. Norway calling. Stamkos' return could mean the Bolts win Lord Stanley's mug. The Blue Jays got even with the Yankees last night. Looking forward to Derek Keenan's interview. Stay well, everyone. Yeah, that was from a while back, and we were just reading that from Trent. This is what I'm thinking. You were born in 87. Clark was born in 91. So neither of you really have any memories of the Blue Jays in 92 and 93 winning the World Series. I think it's similar to the Riders. You had the great years in 2015 and 16, Blue Jays fans, and you think that's as good as it gets. I don't know. Maybe you think the Blue Jays should be here in the playoffs every year. But for those of us that suffered from 93 to 2015, that's a long time. The Blue Jays were the doormats. Saw them screw over so many careers. Carlos Delgado, Vernon Wells, Roy Halladay.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of stars come through there that couldn't win. They didn't screw over their careers. Some of those guys going to the Hall of Fame.
Sean Green, Rodriguez.
Right, Doc did. But they couldn't win with these guys. Bottom line, playoff appearances are rare for the Blue Jays. So why are people not going nuts about it?
They should be going nuts.
Yeah, and I think by the weekend they will.
I do have some memories of 92, 93. We were in the city. We came to the city. Mom and dad and other family friends were watching the hotel room. The only thing I can remember in my mind is running up and down the hallway of the hotel. That's all I can remember, playing mini sticks in the hallway. And I think the baseball game was going on. Didn't watch a pitch of it. And I don't know why they came to the city. Maybe it's because it was the only place they could get cable television at the time. Wasn't back home. I don't know, but it's a long time ago. Doesn't happen.
It was
often.
A long time ago, but here's my memory. Monty. Yes, also Alex Rios, who was hurt all the time, but he was pretty decent. But I remember in 93 coming down from Prince Albert, where I was living as the voice of the Raiders, to celebrate the Blue Jays winning the World Series. I was on Central Avenue, not far from the Sutherland.
Yeah.
And we're all partying. I was like 19. And all of a sudden, guys started breaking off road signs and jumping on cars. That's what you probably don't remember. And I remember, like, we came down from Saskatoon knowing there will be nothing going on in PA. Let's go down to Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Because there'll be action. And there was action, all right. And here's this 19-year-old farm kid going, what the hell are these guys doing? And you don't know whether to jump in and stop them because you might be trounced. And it was national news, unfortunately, which incidentally was the last time Saskatoon ever rioted for any situation like that.
Wow.
Can you, it was just dumb.
Wow.
Dumb. Look it up. Oh, wait a minute. That was before the internet. We got to roll. Tomorrow on the program, Stephen Logan, Joystick. That's going to be exciting. David Winter, because there's from Canuck Play. They're the owners of the Doug Flutie's Maximum Football. Tomorrow's a very big day for them. And we got Willie J, Willie Jefferson. Nice job, Clark, the hound. You hound dog. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain on Game Plus and here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.